弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
要跟跟我们一起聚会的母亲们说一声母亲节快乐。
And want to wish all the moms that have joined us a happy Mother's Day.
今天能够在母亲节来为主证道，我特别感到荣幸。
I'm very honored that I can preach God's word during Mother's Day.
但是不只是 我深感荣幸的，不是只是因为今天可以跟各位分享神的话。
I'm not honored just because I can share God's word with you.
但是更让我感谢神的是什么？就是在我过去这一周准备讲道的时候。
But what I want to thank God for is during this week, as I was preparing for this message,
我就每一天我都有机会为我们教会的做母亲的姊妹们祷告。
Because every day I had an opportunity to pray for all of the mothers of our church.
今天早晨在来教会的这个路上，然后在讲道之前，我也是心里面就在替我们当中的母亲们祷告。
And during this morning, as I was preparing, and on the drive here to church, I was praying for all of the mothers.
你们每一个人的面孔都浮现在我的脑海中。
And all of your faces came to mind.
你们的笑容。
All of your smiles.
你们对家人们的贡献。
All the provisions that you give to your families.
你们对人所表现出来的爱心。
And the love that you show to others.
然后你们在神的面前那样一颗柔和，然后愿意被主带领成长的这个生命。
And a heart and life that is willing to follow the Lord and submit to Him.
我很感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
那在今天讲道之前呢、
But before I go into the message,
我想要让给各位一点时间。
I want to give you all some time.
如果你今天还没有跟你的母亲说母亲节快乐，
If you haven't said Happy Mother's Day to your mom,
我给你们这个30秒的时间，你跟她说，或者是你简讯跟她传一下。
I'll give you 30 seconds to either say Happy Mother's Day to your mother next to you, or send a text or an email or a WeChat or a line.
然后呢？除了你自己的母亲之外
，Not only to your own parents，
你有没有想到在你的生命当中曾经像母亲一样对待过你的人
？Or if there is anyone that has been like a mother to you？
你想到这个人，你就花这样子一点时间，你送个简讯，送个 email 去问候他。
If you think of such a person, send them a message to say Happy Mother's Day.
你们在荧幕上没看到我做，因为我今天早上已经做了。
Those of you that are in front of the television or mobile phones, you don't see me sending the text because I've already done it. I have too, actually.
You have too? Okay, good. 好，然后呢？今天聚会之后呢
？And today after the worship service,
圣灵继续感动你的心。
And the Spirit maybe moves your heart.
你自己心里面有这样的回应。
And you have a response.
在今天结束之前，你向这个曾经向你表现出有母亲的爱的这些姊妹们，你问候他们，你祝他们母亲节快乐。
And before the service ends, maybe send a text or a message to anyone that has been like a mother to you in this church.
母亲在我们的心中，在我们的生命当中，都是占着一个非常独特的一个位置。
And mothers occupy a very unique place in our hearts and in our lives.
我想我们可以说，母亲啊，她在我们的生命当中是一个举足轻重，她是一个不可或缺的一个人。
And they are indispensable in our lives.
过去这一周我读到了一个。我读到了一个社会的问卷调查。
And during this past week, I've read an interesting poll.
因为现在这个新冠的疫情，所以学生们都留在家里面。
And because of the COVID-19 situation, a lot of the students remain at home.
所以他们这个问卷呢，就问了一个问题。
So this poll asked the question.
他们就问说，你在孩子在家里面，你的这个学生是爸爸还是妈妈多花时间在他们的课业上面？
The question is, who spends more time homeschooling or helping with distance learning at home?
这个问卷调查问了2200个父母。
And this poll was sent out to 2,200 participants.
2,200 位父母。
2,200 parents.
然后这个调查的结果回来。
And the results came back.
45% 的爸爸说，我在家里面教孩子的时间多。
And 45% of the dads say that they do more.
可是只有3%的妈妈同意。
But only 3% of the moms agree with that.
80% 的妈妈说，我在家里面花时间教孩子多。
And then 80% of the moms say that they do more.
然后在这个问卷调查的最后，他们的这个有一个结论啊。
And there was a concluding statement after the results of the poll.
就是说很肯定的，在现在的这个时期。
It says that during this time,
父母们在孩子的学业上面都有这个增加时间的投入。
And both parents have spent more time with their students, their kids.
但是虽然增加，但是这个比例还是相同的。
Even though that has increased, but the ratio is the same.
然后根据过去许许多多年的追踪的这些调查和结果发现。
And according to years of past research, they found
总是母亲在孩子身上的时间是有更多更多的，比爸爸更多更多的投入。
Mothers have a way more, has spent way more time than the fathers in investing time into their children.
你知道Cindy 啊，有时候在家里面她就很感叹。
You know, sometimes Cindy at home, she laments at home.
她很感叹什么啊？
So what does she lament about?
家里面的孩子什么事都找她。
The children go to her for everything.
没有一刻可以休息的片刻。
She has no time to take a break.
然后她常常就感叹，然后她就孩子来找她就说，你们很奇怪啊。
So when the kids come to her, she'll say, gosh, you guys are so strange.
她说家里面父母是两个人好不好？
She tells them, there are two parents in the home.
为什么你们老是来找我呢？
Why do you always come to me?
你父母另外还有一个人去找他嘛。
There's another half. There's another, there's a father in the home. Why don't you go to him?
这个我想我们不但是自己做孩子有这样的一个经验，我们做父母的我们也知道。
Sometimes that's our own experience as children ourselves, or as parents, we also experience that with our own children.
而且这不是只是小小孩子这样子。
And it's not just young children.
成人的孩子也是，我们做成人的，但是是孩子的也是一样。
But it's similar when we are adults as children.
我们想什么事情呢？都是先想到妈妈。
Every time we think, we always think about our moms.
我们需要找父母的时候，我们是不是去找父母？我们是去找妈妈。
And every time we think that we need to go to our parents, we always think go to mom first.
我们心里面有些什么话想要跟父母讲的时候，事实上不是跟父母，是去跟妈妈讲。
And if there's anything that we want to share in our hearts and talk about, it's always going to the mother.
母亲是神在我们生命当中赐给我们最宝贵的一个礼物之一。
And mothers are one of the greatest gifts that God has given us in our life.
可是不但如此。
But not only so,
做母亲的从神那里也是有得到最特别的一种祝福，还有最特别的一种呼召。
But as mothers, in this role, they receive from God the most wonderful and special blessing that was called upon him.
这就是我们今天讲到的主题。
That is the topic that we will talk about.
就是神对给母亲所有的这个特别的祝福和特别的呼召。
And the special blessing and calling given to mothers.
所以今天跟着我们一起聚会的母亲们，属神的这个女儿们，今天的这个信息对你是很重要的。
So it is very important to all of the mothers in our congregation today.
可是我要告诉在座的做孩子的还有做爸爸的。
But I also want to speak to all of the children and all of the fathers.
今天的信息不只是对做母亲的重要。
And this message is not only just important to the mothers.
对你来说也是重要的。
It is also important to you.
然后从另外一个角度来说可能对你来说是更重要的。
And another, from another way of looking at it, it's actually more important for you.
我们讲到的是神赐给母亲的祝福和呼召。
What we're talking about is the special blessing and calling from God to the mothers.
所以做父亲的，当我们了解到神，借着圣经上面教导这个你的妻子，也就是你孩子的妈妈，他们的这种祝福和呼召的时候。
So to the fathers, when you understand the biblical calling from the Lord that has been placed upon your wife,
做父亲的不是站在旁边插手或指着他说你去好好的做。
The fathers don't just cross their arms and point to say, hey, you need to do that.
你要知道神给他们的呼召和他们的祝福，你就要去帮助他。
So if you know the special blessing and calling of a mother is placed upon your wife, you need to support and help her.
你要去支持她。
You need to support her.
你要去鼓励她。
Encourage her.
你要去赞美她。
And praise her.
然后呢，你要为她在神的面前献上感恩。
And give thanks to God.
因为她是遵照着神的引领，她去把她做母亲的这个职责好好的能够做到。
Because she is submitting to the Lord to fulfill the role and the calling that God has placed upon her.
那对做孩子们来说，
Well then to the children,
当你了解到神给你母亲的这个呼召和祝福的时候，
And when you understand that high calling of your mother,
你就了解到神借着你的母亲向你表现出来就是神的那种无微不至的爱护。
So the love that is manifested from your mother to you is the same as God's love that is manifested to us.
神是我们生命的供应者。
God is our ultimate provider.
神是我们生命上面的保护者。
And God is our ultimate protector.
神是聆听我们的心声的。
And God hears to our hearts.
神是安慰我们的神。
And he comforts us.
可是你知道在我们的生命当中许许多多神的这样的供应保护聆听安慰是他借着你的母亲而向你传达出来的。
But all of the provisions, the protection, and the comfort that God has is passed on through your mom, your mother.
母亲她的肩上所承担的这个责任，神给他的责任，就是要这样的去爱护你。
And what she placed, what God has placed on your mother's shoulders is to provide all of these things for you.
所以我们要了解到，如果母亲是神赐给我们在这个生命当中最最美好、最伟大的礼物之一。
So then if we are to understand that mothers are one of the greatest gifts given to us by God,
那我们做父亲的，做孩子的，
then as fathers and as children,
特别是基督徒的这个父亲或孩子，我们就要能够知道怎么样的去对我们的母亲表达我们的感恩。
Especially for Christian fathers and Christian children, then we need to express gratitude appropriately and give thanks for our mothers.
然后我们要在神的面前为他所赐给我们的母亲感谢神。
And ultimately give thanks to God because it is God that has given us mothers.
的确，神有给我们的母亲特别的祝福和特别的这种呼召。
So indeed, our mothers have received this high calling and this a special blessing from God.
可是你知道你的妻子或者是你的妈妈如果要能够感受到神给他们的这种祝福和呼召的这种甜美的话是从我们做父亲和做孩子的身上能够看见的。
But if our the mothers are to experience that sweetness of this high calling and the special blessing from God, it needs to be shown by the husband and the children.
当一个母亲看见她的丈夫，这个孩子的爸爸，当一个母亲看见她的孩子，因为她的贡献，因为她要这个对孩子的付出，因为她回应神给她做母亲的这个呼召，而看见她的这个丈夫，看见她的孩子有所得着，然后对她有这个回应的时候，她的心里面就是满的。
So she will feel satisfied when she sees that all that she is pouring out and all that she is giving to the husband and to her children, and they give thanks and have this gratitude, then she will find satisfaction.
她也才能够在神的面前说，神啊，我是被你祝福的。
And she will come before God and say that I am blessed by you.
所以神给母亲特别的这个祝福和呼召是什么呢？
So what is this special blessing and calling?
我们今天从神的话当中，我们来用五点分享。
So we will use God's word and share 5 points.
让我们从两段经文开始看。第一段经文是在彼得前书第三章。
And the first passage that we will be looking at is 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
从第一节开始。
Starting from verse 1.
好，我们读经之前，我们来做个祷告。
Well, before we read God's word, let us start with a word of prayer.
父神，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，我们知道你是爱我们的。
We know that you love us.
你拯救了我们。
You saved us.
你赐给我们生命。
And you've given us life.
你让我们在属灵的眼睛能够张开。
You've opened up our spiritual eyes.
我们知道我们的生命在主耶稣基督里面是丰富的。
And we know that our lives that we receive from Jesus is full and abundant.
也因为今天我们有一个属灵的眼光。
And today we have a spiritual perspective.
我们从你的话语当中，我们能够看见你借着母亲所给予我们的祝福。
And through your word, we...come to understand the blessings that we receive through our mothers.
今天早晨，我们要将我们当中的母亲们特别交托在你的手中。
And this morning, we want to lift up the mothers, all of the mothers, into your hands.
求主你亲自地向他们说话。
And may you speak to them personally.
求主你向我们在座的做爸爸的、做孩子的，也能够借着你的话语得到感动。
And those of us that are fathers, husbands, and also children, that we would also be moved.
也知道我们应该怎么样的来对母亲呈现我们对他们的对他的爱心和感恩。
So we can show them our love and our gratitude.
求主你的话语滋润我们的心。
May your word nourish our hearts.
愿我们能够在圣灵的引领之下，我们有所生命上面的回应。
And under the guidance of your spirit, may we respond in how we live our lives.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在神赐给做母亲的这个特别的祝福和呼召当中，首先我们在彼得前书第三章第一、第二节里面，我们看到。
We can see in the first two verses in 1 Peter chapter 3 this special blessing and calling from others.
我们看见就是神应许那不幸的丈夫将被你感化而得着。
We see the unbelieving husband will be won by you.
第一节第二节这样说。
In verse 1 and verse 2 it says,
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信道理，或就是不信主耶稣基督还没得救的丈夫，他们虽然不听到，他们虽然不愿意接受神的话，但是也可以因着妻子的品行被感化过来，这正是因为看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
Likewise, Wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct.
在第一节最后面讲到，一个不幸的丈夫可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
And here it says that an unbelieving husband can be won by the conduct of the wife.
那中文的和合本很可惜漏了一句。
And in the Chinese translation, it actually is lacking a word.
他是说能够看见因为妻子的行为，然后这个妻子不用只字片语，他就可以被感化过来。
It is missing, without a word.
也就是说，一个基督徒的太太，一个基督徒的母亲。
So, in other words, it is saying a believing wife or mother.
她就算嘴巴不讲。
So, even if she doesn't even speak a word.
但是因为她的生命在主耶稣基督里面的变化而呈现出来的这个美好的品格，使得她的丈夫，这个不幸的丈夫说，我要来认识这个神。
But because of the believing wife's conduct and under her, the new life that she received in Jesus and the change within her, causes her husband to say, I want to follow the Lord that she believes in.
很多时候我们会听见信主的妻子心里面有这样的一个愁烦。
And we often hear about the concerns of the believing wife.
他说，我读圣经，我知道圣经上面告诉我说，做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
And they share that when they read God's word, God's word says, as a wife, we need to submit to our husbands.
他说，可是你不知道我丈夫他不信啊。
But my husband is not a believer.
他不是基督徒。
He's not a Christian.
那所以他讲话做事就是一个不属神的这个样子。
So how he speaks and how he conducts himself is someone that does not belong to God.
那我怎么样能够顺服他呢？
So then how can I submit to him?
可是你知道保罗在这边啊，圣灵借着保罗就把神的心意很清楚地呈现在我们的面前。
But Paul here, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, is teaching us the heart of God.
第一节最后面讲到的感化就是圣经其他的地方翻译成得着，得着。
Here Paul is saying that to win
means to gain.
Means to gain.
这个在其他的地方，像哥林多前书，保罗所讲到的得着，就是能够使这个人得救。
And in other passages, when it says to gain, it's causing the other person to be saved.
一个妻子，一个属神的妻子，因为她爱她的丈夫。
And a believing wife, a Christian wife, because of her love for her husband,
她总是要将最好的能够分享给她的丈夫。
They want to share what is best to her husband.
她总是希望她的丈夫是走正路的。
And she wishes that her husband will be on the right path.
她就盼望她的丈夫是能够更爱孩子的。
And she wishes that her husband will love their children more.
她就盼望她的丈夫能够像圣经里面给丈夫的教导，能够更爱她。
And she hopes that through what God's word has said to love her more.
但很多时候我们就发现一个基督徒的妻子就心里面就很挣扎。
So then we see that a believing wife will have this conflict, inner conflict within her.
你说我要让我的丈夫做头，他根本还不是基督徒，他的想的事情，他做的事情就不像一个基督徒的样式，我怎么能顺服呢？
Know that God's word says that I need to submit to my husband, but my husband is an unbeliever. His conduct and his speech does not belong to God.
可是你看，这是神给你的一个应许。
But what this is saying here, this is a promise from God.
就是因为你在这样的环境当中仍然去顺服你这个不幸的丈夫。
But even though in this situation and in your environment, to your unbelieving husband.
她不愿意去听到，她不愿意去读圣经，可是她因为看见你在神面前，你因为爱主，你因为爱神而顺服她的这个生命上面的表现，神的应许就是你就成为她一个得救的管道。
Because they don't believe in God, but because of your conduct and your love for God, you will become a conduit for His salvation.
一个信主的妻子要把福音传给丈夫的时候，不是去唠叨他，或者用圣经的大道理去教训他。
So when you want to bring the gospel to your husband, it's not to nag him, and it's not to use God's word or these high and mighty principles to lead him to God.
你知道这个对一个信主的丈夫也是同样的。
It is similar to a believing husband.
你要你的丈夫回转到神的面前，你要你的丈夫开始对主耶稣基督有热切的追求，你不是去唠叨他，你不是去跟他讲大道理。
If you want your husbands to return to God, you don't use the method of continuing to nag at him or use God's word as spiritual principles to have him return to God.
你用神所赐给你的信心。
You use the faith that you have in Jesus.
你用你从主耶稣基督那里所赐给你的力量。
And you use the strength that has been given to you through Jesus.
你使用神给你的爱充满你的心，使你能够学会顺服。
And you use the love of God that will fill your heart to submit to your husband.
第二节说，让你的丈夫看见你那贞洁的品性和敬畏的心。
Then in verse 2 it says, when they see your respectful and pure conduct,
这里讲到的就是让你的丈夫，让你孩子的爸爸看见你在你的生活当中的这种纯洁，这种清新。
And what this is saying is that your unbelieving husband will see your respectful and pure conduct in your life.
然后呢，让他能够看见你因为对神的敬畏，所以你对你的丈夫敬重。
So they will see it is because out of reverence,of you to your God, that will allow you to submit and respect your husband.
让他看见你因为对神的敬畏，因此你去敬重他。
So you allow her to see that you're respecting your husband because of your respect to your God.
第二个神赐给我们母亲这个特别的一种祝福和呼召是什么？
And the second point that we want to make regarding the special blessing and calling to mothers
是让我们的母亲能够拥有并且能够展现出一种永不褪色的美丽。
And that is to possess and display an imperishable beauty.
你看这个是不是对姊妹们很有用呢？
So isn't that very practical to all the sisters?
谁不要美丽啊？
Who does not want to be beautiful?
可是这个不是只对姊妹有用啊。
But it's not only to the sisters.
哪一个丈夫不盼望他的妻子美丽啊？
Who among us as husbands would not want their wife to be beautiful?
哪一个孩子不盼望他的母亲美丽啊？
And all children would want their mothers to be beautiful.
所以你看，神给我们母亲的这个属神的这个姊妹有一个特别的祝福，这也是一种他的对神对他们的呼召。
So that is a special blessing.From God to mothers, and also a calling.
我们来看第三节、第四节。
Now let's look at verse 3 and 4.
你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久温柔、安静的心为装饰，这在神的面前是极宝贵的。
Verse 3, do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry,or the clothing you wear. But let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious.
第三节、第四节，中文的翻译，没有美丽或美貌这个词。
In the Chinese translation, there is no mention of beauty.
英文的圣经里面讲了美貌或美丽这个词, 可是原文里面没有讲。
In the English translation, it does mention beauty, but in the original text, there is no mention of the word beauty.
也就是说,圣经当彼得在写的时候, 他没有把美丽或美貌这个词写出来。
So in other words, when the Apostle Peter wrote this letter, he did not mention the word beauty.
这是有原因的。
And there's a reason for it.
因为今天在这个世界上面, 当我们讲到一个人, 特别是一个女人的美丽或美貌的时候,
Because today, when we refer just to a female, when we call them beautiful,
这一般讲到的是外表的美貌。
Usually, it's an external beauty.
讲到的是他们的装,他们的打扮,他们的装饰,他们的化妆。
It is their clothing, their makeup, and their jewelry that they wear.
今天这个世代,美丽就是讲到你呈现给别人外面看到的是什么。
Today, when we speak of beauty, it is what is shown on the outside to people.
所以神的话在跟我们讲到一个女人的美丽的时候, 他不用这个世俗的标准去衡量这个美丽或美貌。
So in God's word, when we describe beauty, we don't use the world standards to measure beauty.
可是我们看这个第三节、第四节的时候, 我们很明显的看到就是这个彼得所讲到的就是一个女人的容貌。
But in verse 3 and 4, what Peter is saying is, it is the outward appearance.
Is talking about, so even though the word beauty wasn't used in the original text, but clearly, verses 3 and 4 is speaking about a true beauty that a woman ought to have. 因为我们在第三、第四节里面看到,他一直讲的是什么? 你要用什么来装扮自己?
So in verse 3, what it's saying is, what would you adorn yourself with?
装扮就是为了要让自己美丽。
Because what you adorn yourself with is to make yourself pretty.
而圣经上面神的话告诉我们说,姊妹们啊,我造你们就是造成一个美丽的样式。
But the heart of God, when we see in these passages, God has already created you to be beautiful.
世俗衡量美丽的标准是会变的。
The standard of beauty from this world will change.
肉体上面,容貌上面的这种美丽是会改变的。
And the beauty that is manifested in the flesh will change.
但是神的创造是完全的美好,是完全的美丽,而这就是神赐给我们属神的姊妹们,属神的妈妈们的一种历久弥新永不褪色的一种美丽。
The unfading imperial.
Okay. So what God is saying to you, sisters, those of you who are mothers among us, God is saying the beauty that will give you is an unfading, it is an imperishable beauty. 所以我们就看这个是第四节，他说要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心。
And in verse 4, it continues and says, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
这一节经文事实上它的意思更直接的表达就是你要装饰自己的那个最完美从神那边来的装饰是你那一颗温柔安静的心是永远长是长久存在的。
Here it continues, it says that, but let your adorning be something that is hidden with internal to your heart that has an imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
The beauty from the gentle and the quiet spirit is what is imperishable. It is what that cannot be taken away. It is that which is unfading.
那这个里面的
英文圣经翻译的好,这个里面的不是好像就是说一个人的内在美而已,这个里面的讲到的是我们在里面被主耶稣基督拯救得着的这个里面的这个新人。But
this hidden is not just the inner beauty, but it is what has been saved and this change that has been done after salvation through Jesus.
今天这个世界上面的女人，不用讲今天了，你看两千年前彼得的那个时代一样。
So today, or when we talk about during Peter's time,
常常一个女人衡量自己这个容貌的标准就是外表的 装扮。
We usually measure beauty from the adornment on by the woman.
可是一个女人真正的容貌，真正的美丽，是在她的心中对主的这颗心。
But what is considered beautiful is the heart, the inner heart of the woman, that loves God.
做了头发，挂了耳环，是不是会比较好看？
And if you braid your hair or when you put on earrings, are you more beautiful?
是。
Yes.
你画了眉毛，涂了口红，是不是比较好看？
So when you put mascara or put lipstick on, are you more beautiful?
是。
Yes.
你穿了漂亮的一个这个洋装或礼服是不是比较好看？是。
And are you more beautiful when you put on a nice dress or a gown? Yes.
那彼得在这边不是说你不可以编头发，不可以戴金饰，不可以穿美衣，他不是。
But what Peter is saying is, it's not like you're not allowed to braid your hair or put on jewelry.
Yeah, 他是说你的美丽不要只是从外面的表呈现而已。
What he is saying is don't rely on what you put on to measure your beauty.
一个真正美丽的人啊。
A person that is truly beautiful
是当他的头发这个梳直了，然后呢这个妆卸下来了，然后衣服就换回这种居家的衣服的时候。
It is when the makeup is off and they're in their casual clothing at home.
然后你看着这个人啊。
And when you see this person.
然后你就看到他的这个美丽。
And you will see beauty.
然后你看到他的魅力。
And you will see their attraction.
你看到他的气质。
And you will see their class.
你就看到他的性格。
And you will see their character.
中国人讲，我们要做一个气质美女，或者是一个什么性格美女。Right? So people talk about having an attractiveness or being like a model, but having something that is not external, but it's internal. 是不是？你弟兄的这个姊妹们，这个是神给你的一种特别的祝福啊。
And that is a special blessing, given by God to you.
那个做超级模特儿的，他们的这个职业生涯就这么几年。
And the life of a career of a supermodel is only a few years.
这个只是表面上的容貌上面的美丽啊。
Because that's just an external beauty.
对，年轻是比较美丽。
Yes, you are more beautiful when you're young.
可是如果我们所谓的美丽只是表面的美丽，那我们就对年轻起了一种嫉妒心。
But if beauty is only measured by your age, then we would envy the younger people.
可是那种真正美丽的人，他们年轻的时候，他们成熟的时候，他们年长的时候，同样呈现在人的面前，就是那种吸引人、有魅力、有气质、有性格的那种美丽。
But those that have true beauty, at whatever age that they have, they will manifest this, the same beauty that comes from within.
这个跟今天世界上面给女人、给做母亲、给做妻子的这种影响是完全不同的。
So this has a different impact from what the world sees beauty.
今天很多时候说女人你要达到的不只是表面的美丽，然后你要大声，你要跟人争执，你要强悍，这是一种叫做女人美。
And today what we consider beautiful in women is someone that is strong and fierce and beautiful, and that is what's called beautiful woman.
A true beauty. A true beautiful woman. Yeah. 神的话在这边告诉我们不是这样子。
But what God says here is on the contrary.
你要以你这个里面被主耶稣基督得着的这个新人。
It is the new life, the new creation that you have inside you.
所以你因为被主改变了，所以你有那种从主来的那种温柔，有从主来的那种安静。
And because you have been changed by Jesus, you have this gentle and quiet spirit.
这样子的美丽不会因为时间而褪色，反而是越陈越香的。
And that beauty does not fade away. It actually gets better as time goes on.
Yeah.
Passes.
Yeah. As it ages, it becomes even better. 这个是在神的面前是极为宝贵的。
And that is precious in God's sight.
这样子的一种温柔和安静的心,
and that gentle and quiet spirit,
是一种最吸引人的美丽。
And that is what attracts people.
这种温柔和安静的心不是一种畏缩或者一种软弱的表现。
But this gentle and quiet spirit does not mean that you are weak or feeble.
反而展现出来的是一个女人，一个母亲在神里面的一种真正的一种力量。
But actually, it is a strength that is manifested by the believing woman.
她因为在灵里面，在心中被主充满，被圣灵、被神的话充满，所以她能够来顺服她的丈夫。
Because in her heart, she is filled by the Spirit and God's Word, so that she has the strength to submit to her husband.
所以她可以来支持她的丈夫。
So she can be able to support her husband.
这样的一种温柔，这样的一种安静的心，是带着能力的。
And that gentle and quiet spirit comes with power.
是带着勇气的。
And it comes with courage.
是有智慧的。
And it comes with wisdom.
是有自信的。
And it comes with confidence.
这都是因为她是属于主耶稣基督的人。
And because all of that is due to because she belongs to Lord Jesus.
好，第三项。
Okay, now the third point.
神赐给我们母亲的特别的这种祝福和呼召。第三点是什么呢？
What is the third point of the special blessing and calling to mothers?
是我们的母亲们可以因为顺服而得到圣洁。
It is holiness through submission.
因为顺服而能够成为圣洁。我们来看第五节、第六节。
It is through submission that you become holy.
因为古时仰赖神的圣洁的妇人，就是以此为装饰。她顺服自己的丈夫，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主。你们若行善，或者说你们照着这样子去行，这是合神心意的去行，而不是因为恐吓而害怕，那你就成为撒拉的女儿了。
For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening.
撒拉是亚伯拉罕的妻子。Sarah
was the wife of Abraham.
我们常常讲到亚伯拉罕。And
we often talk about Abraham.
他不但是从神那边领受到神赐给以色列人的应许的人。
He is not only someone that has been given the promise from God.
他是以色列人的始祖。He
is the father of all the Israelites.
可是同样的，他是圣经上面告诉我们说他是信心之父。But
in Scripture, he is also called the father of faith.
他是让我们所有因着信能够得救的人的一个榜样。
He is the model for all of us that need to be faithful.
他在神的面前所承受的这些应许，也是神要赐给一切因信而成为神的儿女的人的祝福和应许。He
is also one that will pass on the blessing to all of us that have faith in God.
但是这不只是亚伯拉罕，他既然是信心之父，你撒拉是不是就称为信心之母啊？
So if Abraham is called the father of faith, is Sarah naturally become the mother of faith?
事实上，撒拉跟亚伯拉罕他们夫妻两人是一体的。Actually,
they are actually one.
没有撒拉就没有亚伯拉罕这个应许的儿子以撒。
If there's no Sarah, then there won't be a promised son, Isaac, to Abraham.
今天我们也看见在圣经里面告诉我们说，撒拉她就是一个什么？一个圣洁，一个圣洁的妇人的一个榜样。
But it also says that Sarah is the model for all faithful women.
我们做神的儿女，我们都有一个要成为圣洁的心。
Those of us that belong to God, we all want to have a pure heart.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说，你当圣洁，因为耶和华神是圣洁的神。
And God's word says, be holy because the Lord God is holy.
我们要与世俗分别出来，我们要从罪恶里面走出来，因为我们是圣洁属神的人。
And we want to separate ourselves from sin and separate ourselves from this world.
我们要让世人看见我们是属于主耶稣基督的，我们的生命已经不再是这个属世的生命。
We want the world to see that we belong to God and we no longer belong to this world.
这个叫做圣洁。
That's what it means to be holy.
神称我们为圣徒。
God refers us to as saints.
不是因为我们自己多么的圣洁。
Not because we are holy or we can be holy on our own.
我们之所以是圣徒，我们之所以是圣洁，因为神拥有了我们。
We can be saints and be called holy because we belong to God.
一个圣洁的人就是讲到说，这个人是属于神的。
A holy person means that they belong to God.
他是被神得着的。
He's been saved by God.
他反映出神的荣美。
He is reflecting the beauty of God.
他反映出神的这个神的这个完美。
And they reflect the perfection of God.
我曾在想到我们教会的这许许多多的这个姊妹的时候。
So when I think about the sisters of our church,
啊，真的许多姊妹，我发现我一想到她们，我心里面就会想说，她们真是圣徒。
When I think about them, I say to myself, they are saints.
啊，特别是一些这个生命成熟这个人生有许许多多的经历，在主的面前有许许多多的这个摆上的姊妹们。
Especially the sisters that are mature, that have some life experiences and wisdom that really offered themselves to the Lord.
啊，我就常会说，这个某某某姊妹真的，她就是我们当中的圣徒。
When I think about such a sister, I say that is a saint among us.
但是这不是因为这个姊妹在教会事情做得多。
And it's not because they serve in a lot of ministries at church.
这不是因为这个姊妹好像圣经的背诵能力很强。
And it's not because they can recite verses of scripture.
这是因为我看见她的生命在主的面前不断地受到塑造。
It is because I see that in their life they are continually and continuously being transformed by God.
她们不只是做母亲。
Not only are they mothers,
她们已经做了祖母了。
They're already grandmothers.
甚至做了曾祖母了。
Or great grandmothers.
可是你看见她这个年纪虽然大，可是在神面前的那个心仍然是这么的柔软。
Even though they are senior in age, but their heart is still soft towards the Lord.
她从来不会倚老卖老。
They'll never use their age to their advantage.
从来不对人有做不应该做的要求。
And they never have unreasonable requests to others.
他永远想到的是给。
All they're thinking about is how they can offer themselves.
而不是他们能够从人那边得到什么。
Not what they can receive.
这是一个圣洁的样式。
That is a model for a saint, of a saint.
但是同样的我们也看见这些姊妹啊，他们在顺服的这个功课上面是做到了，是做到了，然后是经历到了。
But we also see in these sisters that they have experienced and they have submitted.
姊妹们
sisters.
若我们要成为圣洁，
If we want to be holy,
我们首先我们是要顺服神啊。
The first thing we need to do is submit to God.
可是我们要怎么样学习顺服神啊？
But how do we learn to submit to God?
我们真正学习到顺服神，属于神，就是从我们能够顺服我们的丈夫开始。
And it starts with submitting to our husbands.
当我们能够因为顺服神而能够开始顺服我们丈夫的时候，我们得到的就是我们对在神面前的这个顺服更珍贵、更实在的祝福的学习和祝福。
So when we can submit to our husbands out of our submission to the Lord, we will receive the blessing that comes from God.
然后在这第三点上面，我还要跟姊妹们讲一件事。
And regarding the third point, I want to continue to share with the sisters.
顺服丈夫不是为了自己。
When you submit to your husband, it's not for yourself.
顺服丈夫也不是为了丈夫。
And submitting to the husband is not for your husband.
当然顺服丈夫是为了神，为了主。
Of course, submitting to the husband is for the Lord.
但是另外一个，你要顺服丈夫是为了你的孩子。
But also, when you submit to your husband, it is for your children.
因为你在顺服的这件事情上面，能够让孩子看见你是圣洁的，你是属神的。
Because through your submission to your husband, you will show your children that you belong to God.
当你顺服丈夫的时候，你有这个圣洁的呈现，孩子可以从你的身上看见神的实在和神的美好。
Because through your submission to your husband, your children will see the goodness of God.
孩子可以从你这个圣洁的母亲的身上能够认识主耶稣基督。
And through the holiness that is manifested,When you submit to your husband, your children will see and come to know our Lord Jesus.
然后因为你顺着神的心意顺服你的丈夫，使你的家庭当中有一种神所赐给我们的和谐和秩序。
And because that you submit to your husband, you will show that there is order and hierarchy in the family.
而这样的行为是带给你孩子心中一种非常正面的安全感。
And through this, it will provide to your children a sense of security.
因为他们看见你照着神的心意的生活，他们就蒙受了益处。
Because they will benefit from watching how you follow the Lord in submission.
从你的顺服，他们看见了圣洁。
And through your submission, they can have a sense and a picture of what holiness is.
他们就可以开始看见神的供应、神的保护和神所赐的平安。
And they will see the provision, the protection, and the peace that is offered through our Lord Jesus.
你是一个圣洁的母亲，你就是一个属神的母亲。
If you are a holy mother, you are a mother that belongs to God.
你是一个属于神的母亲，你就是从神那边有力得着力量的母亲。
And if you are a holy mother, you are a mother that gains strength from God.
好，神所赐给母亲的祝福和呼召，还有第四点。
And there's a fourth point for the special blessing and calling to mothers.
就是在提多书第二章。
And this is from Titus, chapter 2.
提多书第二章第三到第五节。这神所赐给母亲的这个第四个特别的祝福和呼召是什么呢？
Well, what is the fourth point in this special blessing and calling?
就是能够使你这位做母亲的能够成为一个有影响力而且是一个有智慧的老师。
And it is for you to be an impactful and wise teacher.
母亲在家里面是做教导的工作的。
The role of a mother at home is to teach.
你不愿意做，你也是天天在做。
Even though you don't want to be, but you are still teaching.
昨天有一个姊妹在团契分享的时候，她说我们家有三个男孩。
Yesterday, during a fellowship sharing, a sister shared that in my home, there's three boys.
可是我说, 你不是两个儿子吗?
But I asked her, you only have two boys.
怎么三个男孩子啊?
How come there's three boys?
她就转过来指着她丈夫啊。
And then she turned around and said that, oh, it's my husband.
在家里面不是只教你的孩子, 你的丈夫也被你教,
so it's not only teaching your children, but also teaching your husband.
姊妹们不刻意的都在做教导的工作。
Even though you don't intend to teach, but you are teaching.
这不用讲到我们一开始提到的这个问卷调查在家里面的这种学业上面的教导，更是讲到生活上面的待人处事的教导。
And it's not only like homeschooling or social learning, but it's also how to deal with people and on relationships.
这个母亲们做老师的这个职责 不是只是因为你非做不可，而是因为这的确就是神给你的一个祝福和一种呼召。
And the role of a teacher for mothers is not just a role that you play, but it's also a calling from God.
那既然你有从神那边来的这种呼召，那是不是你愿意在做教导、做老师的这个身份上面，你盼望你能够真正的在家中能够有影响力，然后能够有智慧呢？
So if this calling comes from God, when you want to be an impactful and wise teacher at home?
我想答案是当然是啊。
The answer should be of course.
所以我们来看提多书第二章，我们读3到第5节。
So let's look at Titus chapter 2, verse 3 to 5.
这边讲到的老年的妇人就是成熟的妇女，成熟的妇女或者成熟的母亲们。
Here, when it says older woman, it's actually referring to mature women or mature mothers.
又劝这个老年或成熟的妇女们举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，要用什么？要用善道去教训人，就是要用神的话，要用智慧去教导人。所以你能够怎么样？能够指教这个少年的妇人，或者是年轻的这个妈妈们，让他们能够爱丈夫、爱儿女。 能够谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫， 免得神的道理被毁谤。
Verse 3 to 5, older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled.
姊妹们，你知道吗？
Sisters, do you know?
一个老师要能够有影响力，要能够让人家看见你的智慧，一定是要因为你对你所指教的这个题目，或者是你所做的教导是有历练过的，并且在生活当中是呈现出来的。
Do you know, for a teacher to be an impactful teacher and show wisdom, the teacher needs to have some sort of life experience to be able to teach on that subject or whatever they're teaching.
也就是说在我们当中做母亲的。
So in other words, mothers,
你因为对你丈夫的顺服,
because of your submission to your husband,
你因为在你的生活上面的这种贞洁的品行,
because in your life you have a pure conduct,
因为你在, 神的面前, 因为你, 顺服而有圣洁的样式,
and because you submit to your husband and are manifesting holiness,
因为你有这个在主里面这个温柔安静的心,
and because you have a quiet, gentle and quiet spirit,
你有一个这个从神那边而来的这种新生命的这种荣美散发出来的这种光辉,
and because you show a beauty from the because of the inner change or the transformation of this new life that you have in you.
所以你的生命是被圣灵借着神的话语而改造的。
And your life has been transformed by the Holy Spirit.
我们没有一个人是完美的。
Not one of us are perfect.
可是我们看见这个生命是不断的在被更新，这个生命不断的在成长。
But we see this life that continues to grow and to be transformed.
所以这个成熟的或者是有生命历练的这些母亲啊，在我们的行为上面，在我们的言语上面，我们可以去指导人。
And these mature women are able to direct and train the younger woman because of their behavior and in their speech.
第三节、第四节里面很清楚的，不是只是你自己生活要有好的呈现，是你要去教啊。
So here we can clearly see it's not only in your own life that you are manifesting these things, but you also have the responsibility to teach and to train.
这个是神赐给你的一个祝福，是神赐给你的一种呼召。
That is a special blessing from God and a calling from God.
那这个教导在家里面，母亲的教导的这个身份是怎么样子呢？
So how is it like to be the teacher in the house?
我们来看箴言第三十一章第二十六节。
Let us look at Proverbs 31, 26.
Proverbs 31, 26. 箴言第三十一章第二十六节，讲到这个属神的女人啊，这个家里面的妈妈，她开口就发智慧，她的舌上有仁慈的法则。
Proverbs 31, verse 26, this mother, referring to a mother, opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue.
这个做母亲的，她不是只是在家里面唠唠叨叨的。
So this mother at home is not just the one that always nags.
这个碎碎念念的，一直不停的讲话。
And repeatedly just talks gibberish and just continuously nags.
讲到这个母亲，她知道神所赐给她的这个祝福和呼召，要做一个好的老师的这个责任职责的时候，她就说：“我要用影响力，我要用神的话语，我要用智慧，我去做教导的工作。”
Because she understands this blessing and this calling from God, that what she as and her role as a teacher in the home.She needs to open her mouth with wisdom and take on the responsibility.
生活的原则，我是从神里面来清楚的、完美的教导和指引。
And the principles of life, they want to clearly teach.
因为神能够应许，因为神应许我，让我能够有影响力，让我能够有智慧，所以我要小心的把我这个做教导人的这个职分。教导我的孩子的职分，我要好好的做到。
And because this is a special blessing and calling from God, they want to be diligent to take on this responsibility and do it well.
然后我们看《生命记》第六章六到七节。
Let us take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
啊，神他对父母们讲，在他颁布了这个旧约的。诫命的时候，他跟父母们说啊，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，然后也要殷勤的怎么样教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
Verse 6, and these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way,And when you lie down, and when you rise.
所以姊妹们，我们做母亲呢。
So the sisters, as mothers.
我很感谢神，我们教会许许多多的姊妹，真的是对着神的话有这样渴慕的心。
I thank God that all of you have a heart to follow God's word.
A thirst and yearn after the filling of God's word. 每周都有几十位的姊妹们。愿意来到神的话语的面前来学习，然后呢，愿意经历神的话语的供应。
And every week there's a number of sisters that are willing to come to learn from God's word.
神说啊，你要将我的话谨记在心，但是不是只是谨记在心？我们要怎么样？我们要这个消化之后、经历之后，我们要去教导给我们的儿女。
And here it says that you not only keep these words on your heart, and you also understand what God says in these words, and you want to teach them to your children.
这是一个很崇高的 一个呼召。
It is a high calling.
但是也是神给你的一个祝福。
But it is also a special blessing from God.
是会带给你的生命里面很大满足的一个神的恩赐。
And this is a special blessing that will give you satisfaction in your life.
在家里面好好的教导孩子。
To teach your children well in the home.
然后不但如此，在教会里面带领那些比你更年轻的这些姊妹们，在他们的这个成长的过程当中，能够像你一样经历神。
And not only so, but train the younger sisters in the church so that you can lead them to be like you as you have experienced God.
好，最后第五点，神赐给姊妹们的这个祝福和呼召是什么呢？
And coming to the last point, what is the fifth point in the special blessing and calling from others?
就是能够让我们的母亲啊，她能够以能力和尊严，她能够管理家务。
And that is to oversee the household with strength and dignity.
我们刚刚在提多书看见了。
And we saw that in Titus.
啊，这个年长的这个母亲，她这个姊妹要教导这个年轻的母亲的时候，她要教导什么呢？
What is the older woman? What are the older women going to teach the younger sisters?
这个提多书二章四五节不是这样说吗？你要指教他们怎么样子，要顾虑家里面的事情。
Is to oversee the household.
哦，你要爱丈夫、爱儿女、谨守贞洁，然后要怎么样料理家务、待人有恩、顺服自己的丈夫。
And is to love their husbands and children to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands.
啊，我们要清楚的了解，这里面讲的料理家务，不是像一个佣人一样在家里面做清洁、打扫、煮饭的工作。
Here, what it means, we have to be clear that working at home is not just cleaning and cooking and making the house in order.
这里面所讲到的料理家务，当然包括这些生活上面的一切，但是他所讲到的更是把这个整个家里面能够治理的好。
Of course, working at home consists of all these things, but what it's really saying is that you need to have order and create order in the home.
他不是家里面的佣人。
It's not a maid of the house.
他是在家里面做管理的工作。
It is you are the manager of the home.
我们来看刚刚我们是不是看这个箴言三十一章？我们现在回去再看一下。
So let us turn back to Proverbs.
箴言三十一章，我们看二十五和二十七节。
Let's go back to Proverbs 31.
二十五节他说啊，这个母亲她是用能力和威仪。作为他的衣服来这个管理他的这个家务，然后他想到日后的景况，他就有喜笑。
Verse 25, chapter 31, verse 25, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come.
然而二十七节说什么？他观察家务，他不吃闲饭。
And verse 27, she looks well.To the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
所以圣经里面啊，讲到这个管理这个料理家务，或者是这个观察家务，讲到的就是他不是只是做事的人而已。
So here, when it says overseeing the household or managing the household, it's not just work.
他不是一个很可怜的这个像这个灰姑娘一样在家里面整天就是清洁、打扫、整理这个煮饭、叫人起床。
She's not like Cinderella that just does chores and cleaning and telling people to wake up every day.
然后丈夫就说给茶呢、水呢、食物呢。
The husband just calls for tea, drinks, and food.
然后孩子就说啊，我又没衣服穿啦，怎么还没洗啊？
And the children will say, I don't have any more clothes. How come you haven't done the laundry?
啊，神给我们做母亲的这个。呼召和他的祝福是让你能够以能力和尊严能够管理你的家务啊。
But what God's special blessing and calling for the mothers is to oversee the household with strength and dignity.
啊，就是讲到一个姊妹，她知道她在神的面前，她所肩负的这个虽然是责任，可是是一个祝福。
This is calling the sisters to understand that even though it is her responsibility, but it's also a blessing.
为什么她能够在家里面比孩子更早的起床，然后孩子老公都睡了以后，还要在家里面整理打理家事，还要处理财务？为什么她能够有这样的能力去做这些事情呢？
How can she have the strength to be the first one to wake up in the morning and the last one to go to sleep? Because she's over managing the household.
因为神要让她能够经历在管理家事、供应给家人的这个职分上面，能够从神那边得到她的能力。
Because God wants her to experience that through all of this, all of the responsibility of managing the household, that she can draw strength from the Lord.
然后因为你能够以一种庄严或者以有尊严的有身份的要受家人这个孩子丈夫敬重的这种身份态度，然后去帮助他们管理他们。
And with this strength and dignity, you are supporting your husband and your children.
我知道这样的一个描述在许许多多人的家庭当中是没有经历过的。
I know what I am picturing most households don't experience.
我知道很多姊妹们说开什么玩笑啊。
Probably a lot of sisters are saying, you're joking.
我就是那个灰姑娘啊。
I am the Cinderella that you're talking about.
我就是尽力在做而已，做不是很好。
I continue to do chores around the house.
哪有什么能力，哪有什么尊严啊。
There's no strength and dignity in this.
姊妹们。
Dear sisters.
你的能力和尊严要首先是从神主耶稣基督那里而来。
Your strength and dignity foremost has to come from the Lord, our Lord Jesus.
第二。
Second.
丈夫们、爸爸们和孩子们。
Husbands and fathers and children.
如果你的妈妈，如果你孩子的妈妈说，我就是这样子很可怜的，在这边做灰姑娘，家里面的佣人，那你有问题啊。
If your mother constantly says that she is Cinderella, then there's a problem in your household.
神赐给你的母亲，神赐给你的妻子，是要让她用能力和尊严来管理你家里面的事情的。
God gives the responsibility to mothers with strength and dignity to manage the house.
你是一家之主，可不是你不是你太太的皇帝。
To the husbands, yes, you are the head of the household, but you are not the emperor or the king to your wife.
啊，你是神所爱的孩子，可是你在家里，你不是你妈妈的那个皇子。
And even for children, even though you are God's child, but you are not the prince in the house.
哦，你是要那个知道你的母亲从神那边得到了这么神圣的一个身份的时候，你要去配合她。
You need to understand that the special blessing and calling that God has given to your mother, you need to support her.
啊，你要配合她，你要去尊重她。
You need to partner with her and you need to respect her.
你要感谢她。
And you want to thank her.
你要顺服她。
You need to submit to her.
啊，丈夫们，这个做爸爸的，你要了解你妻子的身份之后，你要知道她在家里面，你要被她管。
And to the fathers and the husbands, you need to understand that you are to be managed by her.
啊，你要学习在家里面做那个担责任的这个头，不错。
Yes, you need to take on the responsibility to be the head of the household.
可是神赐给你的这个妻子啊，你孩子的妈，
But God has given you your wife, the mother of your children.
她有从神里面给她的智慧和能力帮助你。你知道最后是让你变成一个更好的男人。
And that she has been called and given the responsibility to God to manage the household so that you can become a better man.
啊，她会让你变成一个更好的爸爸。
And she will make you a better father.
基本上她就会让你变成一个更像样的人。
Or in other words, she's going to help you become a better person.
所以这个你看，信息不是只给我们母亲的，也是给我们做爸爸的、做孩子的，是不是？
So as you can see that this message is not just for the mothers, but it's also for the husbands, the fathers, and the children.
我们看，今天我们给姊妹们分享了五点。
So here I've shared these 5 points.
这是神的祝福，这是神的应许。
This is God's blessing and God's promise.
你可以使你的父这个不幸的丈夫得救，能够被你的感化。
You can win your unbelieving husband and be a conduit for the gospel.
你能够拥有并且能够展现出来一种永不褪色的这种美丽。
You can show and give off this imperishable beauty.
我这周我帮你们祷告的时候，每一个姊妹，她你的这个浮现在我脑海中的时候，我看见的就是你的美丽。
And when I was praying for all of the sisters, all of your faces that come to mind, and I see your beauty.
多培养这种美丽。
Cultivate that beauty.
这种属神的气质，属神的性格的美丽。
This godly beauty and godly class.
然后我也盼望你的丈夫跟你的孩子也能够像我一样，能够看见你的这种美丽。
That your husband and your children can also see that godly beauty.
第三，你能够因为顺服而圣洁。
The third point is that you become holy through submission.
第四，你能够真的成为一个有影响力而且是一个有智慧的老师。
And fourth is to be an impactful and wise teacher.
然后呢，你能够以能力，能够以尊严，以这种有身份的，能够在家里面管理你的家务。
And five is to oversee the household with strength and dignity.
如此我们就可以看见像箴言三十一章二十八、二十九节，我们用这两节经文做一个结束。
Then we can see what Scripture says in Proverbs 31, 28 and 29, which I will conclude with.
因为你得到神的祝福。
Because you have been blessed by God.
因为你回应了神的呼召。
And you have responded to the calling.
因为你经历了神的恩典。
And you've experienced the grace from God.
使你的心中满足。
So that your heart is satisfied.
那箴言三十一章二十八、二十九节，他就说啊，他的儿女，你的儿女就能够起来称你有福，你的丈夫也称赞你。那他们就说啊，才德的女子很多，但是唯独你是超过一切的。
Then her children or your children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her.Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all.
这是神的祝福。
That is God's blessing.
这是神的应许。
God's promise.
我盼望能够在你们的身上，在你们的家中，能够是这样的一个呈现。
And I hope that this manifests through your life and in your household.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天在母亲节的时候，我们能够借着你的话语，我们来敬拜你。
On Mother's Day, we can use your word to worship you.
我们可以从你的话语当中，主，我们看见你借着母亲所赐给我们的祝福。
And we see that the blessing that you have given to us through our mothers.
我们也盼望主你的话语能够滋润渗透我们姊妹们的心中。
We pray that your word will enter into our sisters' hearts and nourish them.
主，他们能够因为你的话语的滋润而能够得到满足。
And so that through the nourishment of from your word, that they will become satisfied.
主在他们的辛苦，在他们的这个牺牲里面，他们能够得到你的安慰。
And in all their hard work and sacrifice, that they will receive comfort from you.
那我们做丈夫的，做爸爸的，做孩子的，主让我们想到我们的妈妈，主我们在你的面前，我们就知道我们需要对他们感恩。
So that.To all the husbands and fathers and children, that because of them, we want to give you thanks.
We want
to respect our mothers.
我们需要帮助我们的母亲。
We want to help and support our mothers.
啊，我们需要支持我们的母亲。
We want to support them.
我们要鼓励我们的母亲。
And encourage them.
我们要安慰我们的母亲。
And we want to comfort them.
这是你的心意。
That is your heart.
感谢你。
We thank you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.